Good afternoon. My name is Yisachar Frand, and I have the privilege this week of giving the weekly alumni shiur for Parshas Vayera. When Avraham Avinu is walking with Yitzchok to the Akedas Yitzchok, and they're accompanied by Yishmael and Eliezer, he tells them, Shvu lachem poyim achamor vani vanar ne'ochad koi, that you stay over here together with the donkeys, and Yitzchok and I are going to continue. So the Gemara learns in Masechta Kedushin and Daf Samaches from the expression Im Achamor, Am Hadoim El Achamor. And from here we learn a halacha that this is not a pejorative, it's not a racist remark, but it's merely saying that the halacha is that Ben Yisrael Habo Al Hashivcha Eina Miyuchas Achrov, that if a Yid as a baby together with a shivcha, so the benoy is not halachically not considered his son. There's no yichus from a boy, a child that's born to a shivcha. It would seem that this is a very peculiar place for us to learn this halacha. After all, this is a very technical halacha about Yisrael Abal HaShivcha, and here we're talking about one of the most dramatic parshas in all of the Torah. Parsha Akedas Yitzchok, a parsha which we invoke every Rosh Hashanah to be Maskar Akedas Yitzchok. It's a parsha that the Chazal put in davening before Pesukah D'Zimra. This seems like an odd place to tell us that what seems to be a very technical halacha. So the Beis Halevi in this week's Parsha explains this issue, and he says that the reason Avraham Avinu says to Yishmael, Ima Chamor, Am Adam El Chamor, is Avraham Avinu is, for lack of a better terminology, he's psyching himself out. Meaning, the Ribbono Shel already told Avraham, Ki b'Yitzchok yikra lecha zera, that Yitzchok is your sole heir. He's the only heir. Yishmael Vibalti was born from a shivcha. He's not considered your heir. So Avraham Avinu only had, for all intents and purposes, for halachic purposes, he only had one son in this world. Now the Ibn Eshlam is telling Avraham Avinu to go and to take this one son that the Ibn Eshlam promised him after all these years, and to go into Shechtim and to end his life. Avraham Avinu was worried that perhaps he would be tempted to lessen the Nisoyan by telling himself, yeah, I know he's my son and I know he's my beloved son, but at the end of the day, I still have Yishmael. So it's not as though I'm giving up everything. I still have an heir. I still have a Yishmael. And if Avraham would have thought that, that would really lessen the whole impact of the Nisayon HaKedas Yitzchok. HaKedas Yitzchok is about, the Ibn Hashem said, Yitzchok is the only heir, and now you're about to shecht him. It doesn't make any sense. But Ibn Hashem says, to do it, I'm going to do it. By trying to rationalize to an extent and say, well, listen, just as a gefreilich, I still have Yishmael, that would have almost defeated the purpose of the Nisoyan, of the Akedas Yitzchok. So therefore, Avraham Avinu, afraid of this, wary of this, that he would be playing mind games with himself, re-emphasizes that no, this is it. This is the end of the line. He tells Yishmael, Shvu lachem poy im achamor, you stay here, v'am hadayim lachamor. You are not my son. You're not my halachic son. You are not my heir. This is what he's telling himself. Yitzchok is my sole heir, and now I'm about to shecht him because the Ribbono Shel said to do so. That's why at this particular juncture is where we learn out that Avraham Avinu, fully cognizant and aware of what was at stake, he tells himself, Am Adayim Lachamor. What is ironic is that at this moment in time, Avraham Avinu must have thought, this is the end of the line. You know, this is Yitzhak, the only heir, and about to kill him. What's going to be? What's going to be with the Klal Yisrael? Listen, the Bereshit said to do it. I have no kashas. But what is ironic is that this was not the end of the line. This was actually the beginning of the line. You know, the Pirkei Rabbi Elezer in Perek Lamed Aleph writes as follows. Rabbi Huda Emer came Roshi Higi Acher Val Savori. When the knife came to the neck of Yitzchak, Porcha V'yotza Nishmasa Shal Yitzchak. Yitzchak, in effect, was nifter. It's Porcha Nishmasa Shal Yitzchak. Kevin Shehishmiya Koiloi Mi Ben Shnei Akruvim V'omar Al Tishlach Yorchal Anar Chazra HaNefesh L'Gufay. Which means to say that Yitzchak actually was nifter, and he was reborn because he was given another neshama. To the extent that the Pirkei Elezer writes, he Omar al Raglov Ro Yitzchok Tchias Hamesim in Hatera. Yitzchok was the first person to experience Tchias Hamesim. Shekol Hamesim Asidin Leachayos. Ba'oise Shah Pasach V'Omar Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye Hamesim. The makor of the bracha of Mechayim Esim, which we all know is the bracha of Gvurais, which is the bracha which is connected to Yitzchak, this was in fact coined by Yitzchak himself when he experienced a Tchias HaMesim, and he said, Baruch Mechayim Esim. So Yitzchak died and was reborn to a certain extent. If you can indulge me with a piece from the Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh says a very interesting thing, that Yitzchak was born with the neshama of a nekeva. I don't know exactly the tiefkeit of that, but the Arizal says that neshama that Yitzchak had was incapable of having children because he's the body of a zohar, has a neshama of an akeva, and therefore he was incapable of having children. Says the Ari HaKadosh that when it was that Porcha Nishmasai, he was gifted with a new neshama, a neshama of not Misitra Denukva, as the Ari HaKadosh writes, but from Misitra de Zohar, and now he was able to have children. So that which Avraham Avinu thought, it's all over. No, fakeret. This is just the beginning. And it's only because of this that Yitzchak, in fact, would be able to have children and a Klal Yisrael could have a kiyum. And that is why, at the end of the Parsha of the Akedah, after the dramatic Akedah, arguably the most dramatic Parsha in all of the Torah, perhaps, right after that, the Torah writes what has to be anticlimactic. Vayichar, vayichar, dvorim ho'ila, vayaged, vayaged l'Avram, le'mor, hine yolta, yolta milcho, gam hi bonim, l'nachor ochicho. That Milcha had children, es utz b'charoi, ves b'usachi, ves k'muel avi arom, ves kesed, ves chazoi, Ves Pildosh, Ves Idlof, Ves Busuel. Ubusuel Yolada Rivka, Shmoina Eila Yolda Riv Milka, Lenachor Achi Avraham. So here you have this most dramatic parsha. And afterwards you have over here, you know, Chves Utz Bukhoro Buzachiv, right? Ves Kmuel. You know, that's not the way, you know, stick this in somewhere. Don't stick in it over here. Don't spoil the moment, the high drama of Akedas Yitzchak. The answer is no. The Torah says this right over here because Yitzchak now is capable of having children. And now he needed a wife. Ubusuel Yolad as Rivka. Shmoina Eila Yolda Milka L'Ochor Achi Avram. So again, what Avram thought to be the end of his lineage and could not understand what was going to be, this is not only not true, not only the beginning, but it was ma'afsher and enabled and facilitated the whole binyan of Emir Tzashem of Klal Yisrael. And herein lies one of the great lessons of life and of history. And that which we think sometimes is the end and a tragic ending, sometimes it is in fact the seeds of a future, a beginning, and the seeds of a future victory. Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Slabodka Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Ruder Menzahar Rosh Yeshiva's Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Mordechai, once pointed out that two things happened. I think it was August 1st, 1492. The Jews were expelled from Spain, and on that day, Columbus set sail to what was to become the New World in America. One would have thought, if one lived during the Spanish Inquisition and the Spanish expulsion, that this was mamish the demise of Klal Yisrael. But was perhaps even more painful was that Spain, that did this unspeakable avla to the Jewish people. After, if you know anything about Spanish history and the vital role the Jews played in building up the country of Spain, which in its time was the most powerful country in the world, it was the United States of the 20th century. So here Spain goes ahead and it's on the verge of discovering the new world and increasing its global power. And on that day, 1492, when Columbus set sail to America, historians report that there were so many boats in the harbor of Jews trying to get out of Spain because they either left or would convert, that there was gridlock in the harbor. And Columbus had to wait in order to be able to get out of the harbor. So, you know, Zutayra v'Zuschora, or on the opposite, this Medina that did us such an avla and now is about on the verge of discovering America and the riches of America and becoming even a greater world power. But little did anyone realize that Columbus sailing to America and discovering the new world more than 400 years later would save thousands and thousands of Jews. Were able to come to the new world, come to a new country, come to America, rebuild lives during the latter part of the 19th century and through a greater part of the 20th century. You may have parents or grandparents that survived Europe because they could come to America, my parents included. So that which we thought, again, was a terrible, horrible thing, terrible injustice that makes no sense. It's chayte nisker, etc., turned out to be eventually the rebirth of, what would it be, the rebirth of so many yidden. So that's the lesson of this Akedas Yitzchak. At the moment that Avram may have thought that this is the end, was really the beginning. And both on a national scale and a personal scale, we have to keep this sometimes in mind that we don't have the full picture. The Spanish issue took 400 years to develop. No one could have predicted that. But with the 2020 hindsight, with the perspective, the retrospective that we have now, we see that the seeds of salvation, Yeshua, were planted on that very day of what was a tragic day and remains a tragic day in Jewish history, Tisha B'Av. Hope everyone has a nice Shabbos, a good week, and a gesunter winter.